Andy, you've been a squatter in the Montreal area, a very famous squatter, talking a lot to the media concerning the actions that took place last summer here in Montreal, Prairefontaine and Overdale. I wonder if you can give us your assessment of how things have changed since those squat actions took place last summer here in Montreal.
Yes, since I was at Overdale and Prefontaine in July of 2001. We did squat a building over at Overdale, and then after we lived there at Overdale for 6 days, after the 6 days was up, the city of Montreal decided to give us another home, which was at Prefontaine on Rachel Street, 3100 Rachel, and we lived there for a total of 63 days before we were evicted by the police and the SWAT police. Have I seen a lot of differences in and around my area of where I live? Not really. We made a history of, you know, of opening up the first squat in Montreal. And what has happened is during the last 15 months, we're seeing more and more people's out on the street and more people squatting buildings. But there's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal. And I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions and have the access to Medicare, not just at a low level, but at a top standard of our society's way of giving these services. And street people are treated like scum of the earth. They're treated not as being human, you know. People look after animals better than they look after the street people, and this isn't right. And therefore, this is why we're putting on this marathon, is to make an awareness and educate the people of Montreal and across our country, because it's not only in Montreal, it's everywhere. We had the Pope Squad in Toronto this summer, the past summer. We've had a lot of good things. Ottawa, we had a squad open up in Ottawa this past summer also, to make it known to all peoples across Canada that this is a very serious crisis we have on our hands. And, you know, if you can't get these people into homes and into the right facilities that they need, I'm sorry, it's bad.